Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The morning after Hurricane Francine slammed into southern Louisiana, more than 391 customers in the state have no power. Many are swamped. CBS's Jason Allen in New Orleans.
You can still see a lot of the flooding here on the streets in this neighborhood here. It's just north of downtown New Orleans. The good thing is it's starting to go down. And some people here stayed up all night trying to keep this water out of their homes.
Francine's headed inland as a tropical storm. One man's been arrested and accused of setting one of three major wildfires ravaging the hillsides of Southern California. San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus.
It's my belief that as time goes on, that we will actually find out this suspect may have been responsible for other fires.
A billionaire entrepreneur and an engineer are taking turns floating in space right now. Mission Control cheering them on as they take part in the first private spacewalk. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider if the Wisconsin Elections Commission should have appointed a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled it didn't have to. Republican lawmakers and the State Justice Department asked the High Court to weigh in. Lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
Dresser says women and workers of color are still making less than others. She says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Cases of whooping cough are increasing in Wood County, also known as pertussis. Symptoms begin similar to a common cold. You or your child will have a runny nose, sore throat, sneezing, low-grade fever, and a mild occasional cough. Then you may experience spells of explosive coughing that can interrupt breathing, eating, and sleeping. After a coughing spell, you may make a loud crowing or whooping sound as you struggle to inhale air. If you develop symptoms of pertussis, you should contact your doctor. An appeals court has ruled that a Wisconsin teenager accused of killing a 10-year-old girl will be tried as an adult. The teenager, identified in court documents only as CTPB, was charged as an adult with first-degree intentional homicide and two counts of sexual assault in connection with the April 2022 death of Liliana Lily Peters. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Welcome to the show. Got your host, James J. here. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're all having a good day out there. We are joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together.
We do.
Thursday edition of
Thursday.
It. We're going to have some fun today. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. Looking forward to that. We will also get into a new job profession, professional wedding destroyer.
Destroyer?
I guess.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I guess that's I don't know what that is.
Wait, is that the people who tear down after?
I don't know. I feel like I've already done that job unintentionally, but we will get into that.
That should be a good story.
We've got that one coming up. We've got, why do cowboy hats have curved brims? I thought that would be a fun one to get into. We have that coming up for you. A couple of other fun ones as well. And it's a Wednesday, or Thursday. That means, that, of course, that we are going to be joined by our friends from the Southwood County YMCA with our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to Sarah joining us a little bit later and finding out what furry friend we're going to be, well, I'm going to want to take home. That's for sure. We'll also have some entertainment news for you. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to get into a couple of other fun topics. I've got the 10 worst sleep mistakes according to experts. That one's coming up for you. And a couple of other fun things lined up. I want to get into an interesting story to get our show going here. Before we do, Terry, it is a busy time for you guys at the United Way.
Yeah, we are in full swing with our fall campaign. We've been out visiting workplaces. About 3 weeks ago, we did our campaign volunteer training, got materials to local businesses and you know, working with them. Now we're working on mailings, getting to residents. But we are, of course, inviting the entire community to join us in the work we do and make a donation to United Way. One really cool thing that we have that's been going on a while now, actually probably longer for me in my tenure than it hasn't been going on, is our campaign sweepstakes. And this is an opportunity that you could win a $1,000 cash prize just for donating a dollar a week. You know, a few important things about that. A dollar a week, we can all, right? Like, we can all scrounge up. I don't think we have change in our couch cushions anymore. That used to kind of be the thing. Yeah. You know the saying? Like you can scoop it up from there.
Right.
But just in general, you know, there is a place where we can all pull a dollar a week from if it means that kids are having weekend food, and if it means that families have access to, you know, it could be financial stability resources to learn how to get out of debt and save. It could also mean that a family who's caring for an elderly loved one gets a little bit of respite and they can go to an adult day service for a day. So there's a lot of things that simple dollar a week can do. And by donating a dollar a week, you qualify for our sweepstakes, which all of those prizes are sponsored by local businesses. So that's an important factor too. It's not that, you know, your donation, it's not that James's donation goes to help give this prize to someone. Those prizes are all sponsored. And so, you know, we certainly thank those companies, but really encourage people to not just give consideration to, but actually do it. Pull the trigger and do it. A dollar a week will get you qualified. It will be life-changing to someone in your community. And I think the other really big piece of that is none of that $52 leaves this community. Mm-hmm. If you're listening in another community, it stays in that community. It's whatever, you know, wherever you want to give. And we take donor donor direction, donor choice very, very seriously, right? Because that does happen. Somebody maybe lives in this community, works in another, or vice versa. If you say, I want to give where I live, we'll make sure the money's there. If you say, I want to give where I make my living, we'll make sure the money is there. So, you know, we're very flexible with that and work really well with the other local United Ways in Central Wisconsin and honestly, any United Way. There's 1,800 of us, and we all work together on purpose to, you know, to move communities forward. So one fun event that we have that's a little bit forward facing, a little more visual, is on September 25th is our annual United Way Day at McDonald's here in Wisconsin Rapids. This is the 52nd year.
Ooh, that's pretty
Isn't
cool.
that crazy?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So for 52 years, our local United Way, our local McDonald's has been donating to United Way on a specific day during the campaign. So I am encouraging you now, even if you don't eat McDonald's food, everyone eats some, I mean, come on, some hot, salty fries.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, we will be there from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on the 25th. Again, Wednesday, September 25th, 7 a.m., 7 p.m. Portion of the proceeds from the McDonald's in Wisconsin Rapids only is donated to United Way. So I just, you know, encourage you to give that some consideration too. Mm-hmm. It's also a fun thing. Maybe you pick up a treat for your neighbor or for your house, or bring the kiddos after school and, you know, get a happy meal. We have workplaces that will, you know, maybe the boss treats or whatever. They do have ice cream.
Yes,
you know, there's all kinds of great things going on. So
McFlurry this does is sound an, good right
yeah,
now.
Really this is good. It's just a great way that you can be involved in a, you know, kind of in a roundabout way, but directly impacting the community. So again, we will have staff there all day. So we encourage you to come out. Please come say hi. We love to see you. If you don't have time to sit around and have a cup of coffee, then, you know, drive through is good too. But we do just really encourage people. Again, Wednesday, September 25th, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. is our 52nd annual United Way Day at McDonald's.
And what if I told you, and I didn't mean to turn that into an ESPN documentary, what if I told you that for a dollar a day, every day that year, you knew that you had a good story of the day?
Yeah.
Every day that year, no matter what happens, you know that you have something that you have done good, that you can feel good on, that you can hang your hat on. Every day, you can count on that. That's something that you can feel when you donate to the United Way. The different causes, the different programs that they support touch on so many different lives in this community. It is amazing to think of what you guys are able to do and how many different avenues you're able to touch and help. And while at the same time, us having your back, because United Way has had this community's back. It's our chance to have yours and to be able to donate and put into these things and invest. As I always like to say, this is an investment. And so for that dollar or five or whatever it is that you put in, you're not just only adding to all of these programs and helping the team at the United Way do the great work they're doing in this community. You guarantee yourself every day a good feeling, a positive feeling. And I know this because I've seen it in my own mother. And boy, could she get me moody sometimes. But
easy.
I get it from her.
Wow, I hope she's busy this morning.
I'm joking. It's an important note.
The catch of that is, though, is we need a whole bunch of people to be doing the dollar a week, right? Like, it's not, you can't sit back and say, oh, well, you know what? I'm sure there's a lot of people that do it. We really need everyone, anyone, you know, who has the capacity to do that, because as you can imagine, the need is great. We see it, and we recognize that there is need. So, certainly, if you're willing, if you've not been a United Way donor before, there is no better opportunity than now. And you can give in a variety of ways. If you're looking for super easy and quick, go to our website, uwswac.org, click donate. You can also find us at 351 Oak Street. You can stop in, cash, check, card, whatever is convenient to you. But I just really, really, really encourage you to not sit back and say everyone else has it handled, because the reality is it takes the whole village.
Yeah. And you can impact United Way. You can be a part of these things and help them continue to do the work that they're doing in this community. You can make the argument that the need has ever been more. And you don't, while we appreciate and are thankful for the ALICE report, I don't think you need the ALICE report to tell you that. When you listen to us throughout the year, you hear us, whether it's United We Can and the number of items that are collected from that, the bus and some of those events and how much we have needed those. And when you hear the amount of kids that are signed up for something like that, and even coming up with Day of Caring or something, there is so many different avenues. An important one to me, and I know our community, and certainly to our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. The Family Center, not just ours here in Rapids, but every domestic violence shelter around the country has been just destroyed with federal funding. And it's at the time we need it the most, where we are still healing from the pandemic. We are still seeing the high numbers that we did during the pandemic and from it. This is still an issue. We tend to be a 24-hour news cycle society. And hey, what's the new cause today? What are we caring about today? Domestic violence is always there. It's been there. And this is another one of those ones that United Way works and impacts on. This is all kinds of things that help out to add to our community. There are so many different layers and avenues.
What we find with ALICE and with underemployment is that, you hit on something really important there, is that there's always people experiencing domestic violence. Same thing with, what is the new cause? What is the new, but same thing with hunger, same thing with homelessness, same thing. So what's important to know, though, is that it's not necessarily the same people, right? Like at different seasons of life, different times, different financial positions, people might be in and out of needing food. They might be in and out of needing rental assistance, needing a domestic violence shelter. So, I think that that's important too, because sometimes we get that old, and if I could put something to bed, it would be the stereotype of the users of the system. Because you know what? Well, there's a couple things about that. There are always going to be users of the system. You will never avoid it. And it doesn't matter if you're talking about the social service system. It doesn't matter. It does not matter what you're talking about. Yeah. But it's such a small, literally 1.5 to 2%. Yeah. It is such a small percentage. What about the other 98% of the folks who need a hand, and they just it's short term, it's temporary, it's a couple months, it maybe is a year or two, but they need some time to just get back on their feet, and so our numbers, we're fortunate because I feel like our service numbers in general for all of the different areas that United Way impacts have been pretty steady for several years. And I think that we are fortunate for that. Of course, our goal is to always get the numbers lower. But what we're hearing from the programs that we help to fund is it's not necessarily the same individual, right? Or the same family or the same people, that there is, it's a cycle, and it just, you know, it's not bad, right? It's how we help and uplift each other. And we received this week, actually, a great, new piece to the Alice Report, with some updated info. And so we'll definitely work on getting Ben in here during a Midday Magazine to, you know, to talk about that. Sure. But you know, I think it's just really important that people understand we've all, if you reflect, right, we've all needed a hand up in some way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be it could be financial, it could be mental health, it could be help with our kids, it could be whatever it is. Many of us are very, very fortunate to have a strong support system.
Yeah.
Our parents, our siblings, our neighbor, our, you know, a trusted friend. But we also have a good number of people in our community that don't have that support system. And that is one of the things, you know, that United Way is focusing on with the ALICE population in the communities that we serve.
Find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well. We'll wrap up today talking a little United Way, Terry, and some other great local things going on in the area. And I want to mention Day of Caring. I want to make sure we get to that. I was looking for something kind of a fun way to wrap things up, and certainly Day of Caring, United Way Day at McDonald's coming up Wednesday, September 25th are all great things and fun things. But I saw a penguin, and I had to talk about the penguin, Terry. A penguin that escaped from an animal encounter event on a Japanese island was found 2 weeks later after traveling more than 18 miles.
No way.
On those little feet. Easy, I bet. A group.
4 years.
It's going to be a long trip. Pack a lunch. A group that organizes animal encounters said a 6-year-old female Cape penguin was allowed to swim in a netted off area on the Kameka Islands on August 25th, but she managed to find a hole in the net and escaped. It's my kind of penguin. Organizers said the penguin named Pen Chan was bred in captivity and had never been in the ocean before, leading to fears of the animal's safety.
Yeah.
The group announced on social media that Pen Chan was slightly sighted multiple times before finally being located near the park near this particular escape area, 18 miles away. Staff members rushed to the area and Pen Chan swam to them when they called her name.
Really?
I didn't know penguins could do that. I didn't know that they recognized these things. This sent me down a whole rabbit hole. Penguins actually do take responses, and especially penguins like this that are bred in captivity, actually do, they're similar to dogs in their understanding of humans. A dog obviously doesn't speak English or doesn't know the language of its owner, but they are able to read our faces. I know it's crazy. I'm sorry. I hope you all are sitting down.
I think they also read our voice, right? Like, I don't know if it's
our tone and our face. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if it's even what we say sometimes. I think it's just the tone.
We've all done this. We're going to go to the vet. Are you happy to go to the vet, little buddy? And they're just excited and they're all like, yeah, I'm going to go to the vet. Like, you know, they're excited.
You're
it's
mean.
All in tone. Oh, yeah. I'm very. It was more for me than the dog, actually. The post said, post that they put out there on their social media said that Pen Chan was examined by a veterinarian and found to be healthy and uninjured. So just a fun adventure to tell the other penguins. Just another fun adventure.
That's exciting.
I love that this penguin and my fur brother Sam have a lot in common, because Sam, when we first got him, would run away here and there almost once a month and never get too far. And you ended up catching him by because he could tire himself out or something like that. But then there was like a couple years into having Sam, this is about 3 years ago, he sneaks out once and it's pouring rain out. And I go looking for him, and I get about 2 feet away from the house, and I see that he's right at the edge of the driveway, soaking wet, just looking up at me like, please take me in the house. I'll never do that again. He ain't run away since. I feel like Pen Chan got a little bit of a taste of freedom, didn't like it. Like, where's my fish?
It's a little harder out here than I thought.
Where's my snacks? Where's my slippers? Where my TV? Yeah. I want to go back home. It's nice. Freedom's nice. It's fun and everything, but you always want to get back home. We will come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Terry and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at El Cafe with the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Check out some of their great specials. And keep in mind, this Friday, they're hosting a fundraiser to help out the Port School. They are also having a 50-50 raffle. It's $2 per ticket. Just come in, have a bite to eat, buy a ticket, leave your name and number, and maybe win. And keep in mind that you already win because you are supporting the Port Edward School District and helping them do the great things that they're doing over there. So you're not only supporting a local business, you're helping our local schools. It's a win-win situation. Head on over to El Cafe, check that out. And keep in mind, Fridays, they got a fish fry that's getting more and more popular over there.
And 50-50 raffles are fun.
I'm telling you, if you have an event, the first thing you need to schedule is a raffle.
Yeah.
I don't care what event you're talking, I don't care what it is, what you're doing. If you are preparing an event right now out there, make sure that your event has a raffle attached
to
it.
Well, make sure you have a raffle license.
You get that first.
But then, yes. I mean, it's just, it's fun.
It's very, very smart.
I mean,
point by
you're
you.
A very good promoter, however.
It's a very good idea.
There's a couple of rules here and there.
There's a couple of rules you might want to follow. And one of them is following our friends over at El Cafe. Go ahead and follow them on social media. They got a great Facebook page and a great way to keep up to date on their daily specials and all this kind of information. Shout out to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you. We've had a couple of people calling in lately. That's been fun. You can send them to us and email them to us at info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages, those birthdays and anniversaries. Got a number of listeners out there that do that. And call up 715-424-2600. You can just join us a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Call up, join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Terry, I need a one or a two.
Oh, two.
All right.
That's the hardest thing I've had to do all day.
Yeah. Hopefully it is. Hopefully that's it. The rest of the day, smooth sailing.
We can only hope.
Yeah. We first up want to wish a very happy birthday to our own Tim Hubble, the polka guy.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Tim, of course, joins us every Saturday at 7 with a Sunshine Polka Show. It's an amazing, fun show. One of the greatest polka shows, maybe the greatest show on the radio.
I mean, it's pretty fun. I have to say, when the kids are in the car, though, they're like, turn this off.
Yeah. It takes
I have to drive around by myself.
Sometimes it takes a little while to lean into polka, but it's a lot of fun.
You know, it's a great show.
Tim is also just a great talker, too. He does such a good job with that show. And we're big fans, not only of Tim, but of the work that he does. And we appreciate Tim. Been here a long time. Tim been doing this for a long time. And we appreciate every episode, every minute that he's put into this station and to our community. And a great guy. as a side note here.
I mean,
wonderful guy.
He's had that show on his whole life because he's like 29.
Yeah. He's only 29. Yeah. So I mean, he's been doing this a long time. Have a great day, sir. Enjoy your day, Tim. I'll talk to you real soon. We take a look at our local birthdays here, and we also want to wish one happy birthday to Walter Smalls.
Happy birthday, Walter.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, Laura Force.
Happy birthday, Laura.
Enjoy your day, Laura. Hope it's a good one for you. And that is a great name. That is a good. Both those names, Walter Small, sounds like an old Dick Tracy detective. And Laura Force, that sounds like a superhero. Like that's a great name right there. Those are great names. Tim Hubble, pretty good name too. Pretty good name. We take a look at our celebrity list. We have Andrew Luck celebrating his 35th birthday today. Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. Interesting that at 35, realistically, he could still be playing. He retired early. I hate when people say that athletes quit. They retire. They don't quit.
Oh, yeah.
No athlete wants to quit. No athlete probably wants to stop.
Do people actually say that?
You just hear commentators sometimes, especially with Andrew Luck, because he retired a little bit earlier than people expected and everything. Neck injuries and a number of things. Playing behind an offensive line that was not an offensive line. little things like
getting
that.
Getting pummeled a little bit?
Yeah, yeah. he's got a Stanford degree. He's got other things he can do.
He's got a fallback.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been a little surprised though that he didn't just retire from football. He kind of pulled away from football quite a bit and just found other things in life to enjoy and do, which is always interesting when you see somebody that was as talented as he is. Wish him well. Hope he's doing good. Emmy Rossum is 38. Fiona Gallagher on Shameless. Christina in The Phantom of the Opera. Wonderful actor. Really good actor. I'm always surprised to not see her more. I could say the same thing about Jennifer Hudson, who is 43 today. American Idol runner-up, I believe. She was a voice coach. Also, Best Supporting Actress winner, Oscar winner from Dreamgirls.
I like her.
Just add that one to the end of the list. Incredible performer. I've gone out of my way to just like I didn't get the chance to see her live, but I was trying to, and I put myself in a spot to just she was just doing like a warm up thing and a routine in Chicago, and I had a chance to go see her. She ended up having to cancel the event, but I did all these different things to try to just to get over there to hear her sing just once live.
Yeah,
just a wonderful voice, great singer, great actor too, very good actor. Yao Ming is 44, retired 7'6 Chinese center for the Houston Rockets. Just one of those big names that I remember growing up and big guys. And one of the guys that really helped grow the game of basketball around the world. When Yao Ming came into the league, the Houston Rocket jersey sales in China skyrocketed. They just went through, no pun intended, they went through the roof. It helped all these other kids that looked like him, that came from where he did, say, well, maybe I want to do that. And it just blew up the game of basketball around the world to where now, I don't know the next time we're going to have an NBA draft where the top five picks, there's not at least a couple of foreign-born players in there. It's really kind of wild to see what's happened. You get guys like Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has brought a championship to this state. There's a way that maybe that doesn't happen without players like Yao Ming to really spread the game of basketball to Greece, to China, to all these other places. Let's see here. Jennifer Nettles is 50 today. I didn't know she was 50.
Oh, yeah.
We celebrated her birthday over at the Sunrise Show. Played a little Sugarland for you today. All I Want to Do, Already Gone, Stuck Like Glue. I played Baby Girl.
I love Sugarland.
Big fan. I'm a big fan of them.
You need to listen to the song Sugarland, like the actual song called Sugarland.
I should listen to that. Okay, I'll check that out. I have to be honest. I don't know if I'm a fan of Sugarland or of Jennifer Nettles. I'm not sure. I like both. And I really, really love a unique singer. And to me, she's got such a unique voice.
Yeah.
I love that. I also love good storytelling. And it's one of the things that I've really enjoyed about country music as I've learned more about it. There's a lot of good stories and a lot of good storytelling in country music still. And she is a great one. That song, Baby Girl, I think is a beautiful example of that, of just being able to tell a good story while also just having a fun song.
Yeah, she's
amazing. It's a good song, yeah. Let's see here. Louis C.K. is 57. Ben Folds is 58. Ben Folds, another great singer, songwriter. A lot of good songs from him. Underground is one of my favorites. Nina Blackwood is 69, one of the original MTV VJs. I forgot. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
I remember her.
Going to go down as one of the greatest character actors of all time, I believe. Joe Pantoliano is 73. You may not know that name, but you know that man. Cypher in The Matrix, Guido in Risky Business, Francis in The Goonies, Teddy in Memento, Ralphie in The Sopranos, Joey Pants.
You got me at Goonies. I caught up at Goonies.
Yeah. He's the bad guy at Goonies, pretty much. I mean, he's made a career at this, and he's such a great actor. I just saw the last Bad Boys movie, and he's in it. And he's in all the Bad Boys movies. And in those movies, he plays like your typical sergeant from a TV show and everything. He's like, how did you do this and everything? And always losing his mind. And you guys cost me all this and stuff. He's kind of gets to play a good guy in it, kind of like a good character.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I imagine. But it's fun to see him be able to do that. And a great, I really do believe he will go down as one of the greatest character actors of all time. He is good. Some people no longer with us, like Paul Walker, born on this day in 1973, passed away way too young in 2013. Good actor. Neil Peart, arguably the most amazing drummer ever, born in 1952, passed away in 2020, a drummer, lyricist for Rush. Sir Ian Holm, born in 1931, passed away in 2020 as well. He, Bilbo Baggins in the Lord of the Rings movies. He was in the dad in Garden State. Ian Holm on stage and on screen, one of the greater careers of all time. Barry White, born in this day in 1944, soul legend. My first, my last, my everything. Can't get enough of your love, babe. Just so many good ones. George Jones, born on this day in 1931. You cannot tell the history of country music without mentioning Mr. George Jones. And we wrap up with my favorite Olympic athlete, maybe my favorite athlete of all time, Jesse Owens, born on this day in 1913, passed away in 1980. Track and field legend who won 4 gold medals and set a world record in the 1936 Olympics in Germany on their home field right in front of their faces. You will never be able to top that moment. Never. That's just an amazing moment. Some great birthdays on the list today, and most importantly, your birthdays. Thank you, everybody, that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Love celebrating with you. Keep getting them to us, everybody, and keep celebrating with our good friends at El Cafe. They're open right now, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll have more birthdays and anniversaries for you tomorrow as we get ready for the weekend. We'll have some fun with that. Coming up, Terry and I are going to have fun with a new job. There's a new job that we might have. maybe
for you? For me?
Maybe.
For who?
We'll see. We'll get our resumes ready just in case. Coming up, we got state, local, and sports coming up. And we're going to take care of our partners right here on The Morning Show at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris pulling out to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. A month ago, the race was a virtual dead heat right after Harris got into the race. Poll director Charles Franklin won't call it a post-convention bounce.
We haven't seen much evidence of a post-convention bounce in other polling and national polling. So maybe we're catching a bounce that others haven't caught. Maybe it's happening here, but not nationally.
The poll was taken before Tuesday night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. Wisconsin's bow hunting season for deer starts Saturday. The season runs until January 5th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. September is Food Safety Education Month. Pat Haney, a food safety consultant in Green Bay, says hand washing is the best way to prevent foodborne illness.
The most important thing in the home and outside the home would be hand washing, because that is the easiest way and the most effective way to prevent a foodborne illness. And it doesn't cost anything.
Haney also recommends using separate cutting boards for meat and vegetables to avoid cross-contamination. While saving for college can seem overwhelming, one thing can be certain. Saving for this major milestone is less expensive than taking out student loans. College Savings Month is being celebrated in September. It aims to educate families on the benefits of saving for a loved one's higher education and career training with a 529 college savings plan. You can find out more at edvest.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's staying focused on Indianapolis and doing what he can to help the team.
It's Wednesday. I'm not worried about that. It's just continuing to work each day this week and gain more and more confidence in the guys and have them gain more confidence in me if that's the plan, or just be ready to go if Jordan can go. And that's all up to Jordan.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost six of its past nine games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35, featuring Sandy's Popper from Kenosha. Miss Harbor City's Jenna Watkins joins the show, and Al Petrelli from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks for rolling with us. We got some fun stuff lined up for you. Take you to the top of the hour. Keep in mind, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our good friends from the Southwood County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to that. Right now, I haven't had to look at my resume in a long time, Red Terry. I've been pretty fortunate. I haven't had to do that, but I might have to take a look here because a guy in Spain claims he's making very good money working as a professional wedding destroyer. Brides with cold feet supposedly hire him to show up and object so they don't have to go through with the wedding.
What?
Didn't see this guy. I didn't pre-read
Wait,
this.
There's, and there's enough of a market for that. I hope this is his side hustle.
Doesn't feel like a full-time job. He says it started as a joke. He posted a silly ad offering to rescue brides from their wedding for 500 euros or about 550 American. Then women actually started hiring him.
For $500.
And he's booked through the end of the year.
Come on. on.
His ad says, if you have doubts or don't want to get married and don't know how to refuse, don't worry anymore. I'll object to your wedding. You just need to tell me the time, place, and date. He shows up, waits until the officials ask if anyone objects. Then he pretends he's an old flame, and the bride runs off with him. He says it doesn't always go well. People at the wedding tend to get upset, as you'd expect. So there's an extra $50 fee for every slap he receives.
Oh, so he's not even motivated to run out then, right? I mean, Okay, if people start smacking you, wouldn't you stay there if you were getting $50 a smack? Mm. And, okay, This is booked through the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Doesn't that, I mean, I can see if he said, I'm booked for the, you know, next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But how do you know now in September that you're going to run out on your wedding in December? Like, why even send the invites?
I have a million follow-up questions. And the first one is, I want to see your books. Because I don't know that I believe that he is booked to the end of the year or that he started this as a joke.
Oh, I thought you meant his money books. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a cash job.
Yeah, you're right on. Absolutely. And the tax man's coming in Spain. So
I feel like this is his 5 minutes of fame, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's just grabbing for attention.
I'm with you. I have a very, very hard time believing that there is that many people that he would be booked for that long. I could see one or two, possibly even three. But I can't see that there's that many people. What's going on in Spain that many women don't want to get married?
But just the whole I'm booked till the end of the year kind of thing. Maybe he runs out of fiscal year. Maybe his year ends at the end of September.
What if a guy wants to hire him? Will he do that job? I'm curious. I'm
guessing someone like this doesn't discriminate.
Yeah, you got a good point.
Show me the money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know about that part of it. And as far as like the idea that he sticks around and that the slaps are extra and everything makes me really wonder. I have a lot more questions about him as a person.
But what do you think is I want to know what his car looks like. So if she's supposed to run away with him and then they get his car and drive away, like what is it actually?
It's not starting.
Or like the wheels aren't balanced. Like boom, boom, boom.
It gives a completely different ending to the Graduate. The whole they're in the bus driving away
Maybe
and everything, but
he
instead
like
the bus stops.
Rents a Lamborghini or something.
Yeah. Well, for 500 euros, maybe again. I don't know.
What a weirdo.
Yeah. I don't see this as actually, this is definitely not going to help you find other gigs either as far as job. You can't put this on your resume. I see that for 10 years you were a professional wedding destroyer. Okay, thank you for your time. We'll call you. We are at Subway. We'll call you. I don't know about that. Here's an interesting couple of stories back to back, Terry, that I wanted to get to. Some parents spend months deliberating potential baby names. Others pull a name out of thin air and just go with it. Some parents, you know, it depends. They have a name all in mind, and then the month comes around, and it's around Christmas, so they name their kid Joy or something like that. There's all kinds of different ways that we do this. But in the new survey, 9% of mothers admit that they've regretted the name they gave their child. And 10% say that their kid's name just doesn't fit them, their personality. This is an interesting one.
I don't think you can admit that.
No. And I believe we've kind of touched on this before.
Or that you should. Yeah.
We have talked about this a little bit before, but I wanted to bring this one back a little bit just because of some of the stats and the way it goes to our next story. 15% of moms have had people negatively critique or mock their child's name. Of course, you can always make tweaks, at least early on. 20% of mothers say that they have grown to prefer a nickname for their child as opposed to their actual given name.
Or sometimes the kid. You know what I mean? If it's a longer name.
Yeah.
Sometimes the kid likes the shorter version or a nickname version better.
But I do think that this is something that we as parents need to be more supportive as parents. Parents supporting parents is one of those things that we need more of, not less. Or critique.
But don't ever tell me. If you gave your kid that name, don't backtrack now.
Yeah, there is no doing that. I don't care if you named your son Sue. You can't do that.
Yeah, you can't be oh, I regret that.
Yeah, you can't do it. Then there's this story that I thought was pretty interesting. It kind of ties into that one a bit. Usually when you hear about babies being switched at birth, it's a pretty serious situation. Does this one count? A woman in the UK is distressed because she carefully selected names for her twin daughters during her pregnancy. But after an emergency C-section, the hospital apparently mixed up the two girls. Both the twins were hers, but they just told her Delilah, baby A, and baby B, who should have been called Azalea, got that. So she noticed that because baby B was the larger twin throughout the pregnancy and was now noticeably smaller. The woman is upset at the hospital for not respecting her names, and she says, quote, they just pulled whatever one they wanted out and called her Delilah. Maybe she has a point, but at the same time, she can't just switch the names back.
How does she know? Mm-hmm. How does she? I mean, yeah, okay, so you're going by size. I get that. But that's just odd.
Yeah, this is
And the people at the hospital don't call them something. You name them.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yes, they might have said this is baby B, but that's just, I mean,
it is as simple as it's just switching the names. This isn't a legally binding thing.
Well, they're
like
probably
that.
Not 12, right? They're probably not even like 6 months old yet. Just
yeah. Apparently it all worked out for the best, though, because the woman says, you look at them and they just look like their names. And I think even if they come out the right way, I probably would have switched them. So she's actually doesn't have an issue with this. And actually, the hospital sounds like might have done her a favor. So I don't know what she's barking about necessarily. But it does give us an opportunity.
Here's what it sounds like to me. Mm. Overwhelmed with twins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get that woman some support. She needs a hand from somebody.
It is definitely a wheelhouse. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I have no idea what it's like to be her or this in this position or anything like that. So I'm gonna go with you on this one. Yes, I think that's probably fair to say.
I think she's got a lot going on there.
Yeah, yeah. And look, the names too, good names and everything, but I don't know that how as a baby. I get it when your kid is developing a little bit. Even as early as 5 to, you know, as a teenager, any of these stages, I could see, oh, you know what? They really fit their name. But as a baby, I don't know that a baby is ever necessarily. Yeah. I feel like you're really, really making it in your own head if make it that way. Oh, that's definitely an Elmer. I don't know. Like, you know, if you actually we're going to go by what a baby looks like and name them off of that, I think all of our babies would have older names.
You think babies look old?
Babies just so often babies look like little old people to me. Like they're just little old people, just shrunken down. They're just adorable, beautiful little old people. So I feel like a lot of old school names we'd be using more. I don't know that you can really do that though, and I think that as important and as fun as naming your child can be, the last thing I think you can afford to do on that one is to tell them that you didn't mean to or didn't like the name, for one, and also making more out of it than it is. A name's a name. It's an interesting one, though. When we come back, we're going to talk about why do country cowboy hats have curved brims? Why do cowboy hats have those curved brims? I've always thought that was interesting. We're going to dive into that. Coming up on the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, we are locally grown radio.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We'll take you right to the top of the hour. We'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our great friends from the Southfield County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to seeing who our new furry friend is we get to put the spotlight on. Looking forward to finding that out. That's going to be fun. Right now, I want to dive into this one. I love origin stories, whether it's people or things or what have you. The History Channel suckers me in all the time with these, hey, did you know how crackers came to be? You know, it's like, oh, what's this? You know, and I just love learning, and I love the stories of different things and the arc of them. And I thought this was quite an interesting story. Have you ever wondered how they settled on the shape of a cowboy hat? Did the shape of it serve some purpose, and why the curved brim? Funny enough, no one can really agree on the actual answer, which is also always interesting to me. As much as I love a solid answer, 2 + 2 = 4, sometimes it's just kind of interesting, the mystery in life.
Yeah, and we can't go back and ask.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Again, I'd probably waste a time machine if I could go back just to find these things out. Theory number one is cowboys would roll up the sides so three of them could comfortably sit next to each other in a pickup truck without the hats touching. Theory two, when cowboys were roping cattle, they used to roll up the sides so the rope wouldn't knock off their hats. That makes a lot of sense.
I feel more than, yeah, because cowboys were here before pickup trucks.
Yeah.
Right?
That part doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I didn't understand that one. Theory number three, because of the shape of the wide curled brims, rain would funnel off the back and not get in their eyes.
That's what I thought of. I mean, the brim would keep it... Yes, away from your face, but it would still follow. That when you first brought it up, that's what I was like. I was like, oh, I wonder if it's a rain thing. But then at the same time, I don't know.
Yeah. Celebrities at the celebrities at the time, like Buffalo Bill and Texas Jack, would roll up the brim on the sides so the audience could see more of their face when they were performing. Yeah, that could see a little of that, especially if they would make it more popular as being celebrities. I could see that, too. And then theory number five, the simplest explanation, over time, as cowboys would continue to grab their hats to put them on and take them off, a natural crease would, of course, would form, just grabbing the hat.
I feel like they grab from the top of the hat,
that's
though,
what I was
not
gonna
the
say.
Brim.
I've seen, you know, true cowboys before. I've seen rattling, cattle rattling before and stuff, and a lot of these things. And I've never seen a cowboy not take his hat off from the top.
Yeah.
So not to say they didn't.
So there,
do
we've
it
discredited
that kind of,
two.
Yeah, I feel like we have. Yeah, yeah. and I feel like almost all of these, it could be, you know, D, all the above. It could be just a little bit of column A, a little column B, a little bit of all of these that added up to where we are now with this, where it's just, you know, it's the only hat that people can wear and nobody goes up to them, hey, my cattle just got loose. Could you help me? Like, man, I just like country music. I don't know what you're talking about. Nobody's going to walk around with a fireman hat, you know, and hey, sir, my house is on fire. It's like, I can't help you. I'm sorry. I just like wearing this hat.
Don't have my hose.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really do think it's quite interesting, though. Which one do you guys think out there was the cause of the curve of the brim of a cowboy hat? 715-424-2600. 424-2600. Call us up. Let us know what you think. I'm with you, Terry. I think it's a, you know, we kind of discounted some of them. It might just be somewhere in between, in the middle there somewhere. I do think that the one that made the most sense to me, I would say, is the rain. Because the whole point of wearing them, especially in the South, if we're thinking about where a lot of cowboys got started, where the origin of a lot of this is, it's hot. You're wearing that brim to keep the sun out of your eyes. More weather, you know, having more weather purposes makes sense to me.
The roping one makes sense to me, too. With the arm.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So many of these kind of stories, I think, are just fun, you know, in general. Like, it's... the truth of the matter or whatever. I don't know.
We'll never know.
Yeah, it's not one of those things that you really can get bent out of shape about.
Kind of a little folklore with it, too, sometimes.
Yes, which makes it fun. Again, I love having an actual set answer for things sometimes, but at the same time, sometimes it's just kind of fun to have just a mystery in life. Wanted to touch on this one, certainly as we are getting ready to have our friends from the Humane Society on. The best and worst behavior dog breeds. Best and worst behaved dog breeds, Terry. Forbes surveyed 5,000 dog owners, 200 owners of each of the 25 most popular dog breeds.
I thought you were going to say it surveyed 5,000 dogs.
They interviewed all these dogs, and all these dogs had the same thing to say.
And they all say they're well behaved.
Yes.
When they're not.
I will say that the interviewer said the interviews were a little rough. Sorry.
No way.
I apologize to everybody. I am so sorry for that joke. I saw it right there and I had to do it.
You got to take it.
In addition to general behavior, they asked about listening to commands, jumping on people, barking, begging for food, and trying to escape. In the end, the most behaved dog breed is Labrador Retriever.
Or the dog that's trained.
Yes. Yeah. Or your dog who's a good boy. Good boy.
But you know, labs are pretty mild tempered and I mean, I can see that. I would choose that.
They are a good-looking dog. That is one part of it.
And they're easygoing.
And they're easygoing and easy to be trained.
And they want to please. You know what I mean? Like, they're just...
This is part of the reason why you've seen so many labs in TV and movies and everything is in part, that's not the only reason, but is in part because they are so, behaved, so well-behaved. Rottweilers were second, followed by Shih Tzus, Cane Corsos, Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, Boston Terrier, Poodle, Yorkshire Terrier, and Bulldog.
I want to know who the bad ones are.
We got that list for you. The least behaved were Siberian Husky, Beagle, Havanese, French Bulldog, Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, Bernese Mountain Dog, Welsh Corgi, Miniature Schnauzer, Dachshund Hound, and Australian Shepherd. Those rank the least.
You know what's funny? Like some of the, not all of those, but many of those are kind of like the little diva dogs, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. That you kind of brought up? Or like the Siberian Husky. I mean, they're probably just used to... If you knock it all the way back, like they're kind of in charge, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
That's what they're trained. That is in their blood. I
love the little wiener dog on there.
Being I do like
yeah,
that.
I'm not. I'm doing my own thing.
I'm here too.
I'm doing whatever I want.
Working at shelters, I've had a chance to really be around a lot of different dog breeds, but at the same time, not growing up with dogs or animals, really, I don't know that much about certain things. I'll say that I've never been around, no breed has stood out to me as, oh no, not this breed, that's going to be tough. Like, and no dog breed.
I love how they put the beagle down in the as a bad ones.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, their nose, they're just... Yeah. They're inclined to be hunters.
They can't help themselves. They literally can't help themselves. We can't help taking phone calls. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes. I was wondering if I could put a mattress on the over-the-back fence.
Yes, you can do that on Saturdays, sir. Saturdays, the show is on 11 to noon. If you'd like to get that on there early, you can call our front desk. That number is 424-1300.
I did try calling that and got no answer. Okay.
Well, there should be a voicemail over there for you. But thank you very much for calling up, and we're looking forward to taking that item and having it on Over the Back Fence 11 to noon every Saturday, except, of course, this Saturday where we have Badger football. But we are looking forward to Seth having a new edition of Over the Back Fence for you. And we are looking forward to having our friends from the Southland County Humane Society joining us. That's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. They'll be here any second. I think I just saw Sarah coming up. And we'll talk to her about some of these maybe. The other breeds that ranked in the middle were Boxer, Pomeranian, Doberman Pinscher, Great Dane, and German Short-Haired Pointer. Those are all kind of middle, they're a little rebellious.
A little squirrel. Not too bad. Little
I don't know that I've ever known a breed that is that much more, that stands out as that much more behaved than another breed.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I do notice, and maybe it is just behavior, but there are certainly, just in the breeds that I've been exposed to, there are certainly some that seem to be smarter than others.
Yes, yes.
Or that catch on quicker. Now, maybe it is just training, but I've just noticed that with some, some are just meh, and others are really in tune.
interesting that so many of the you know, quote unquote smarter breeds that I've been around, like a Husky or some of these, do end up on the least behaved list. like they just know better. They just like, look, man, I know what you're trying to do here.
You're not telling me what to do.
Just give me the treat. Just, I'm not doing any of these.
Nah, I'll just get the treat myself.
Yeah, you know what? Get out of the way.
Never mind.
I got no thumbs.
Never mind.
I need thumbs. I like all these. I will say too that to me, and in part because I've been around so many of the breed, terriers, while not on this list necessarily, are one of the smarter breeds, but also one of the more rebellious breeds. They tend to be. Not all, obviously, and this isn't the case for any more than humans. I wonder if it is. Yeah, I think that's a fair question. I think that's a very fair question, if it's the size or not. That's a good one. Coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have some fun. Again, we have our friends from the South Oconee Humane Society joining us with our Pet of the Week. We'll get into some entertainment news. Very interesting story about John Bon Jovi. We'll tell you the new cast of Dancing with the Stars. Got that information for you. And Jamie Lee Curtis is going to give us some marriage advice.
Oh, there we go.
I like that. That's going to be fun.
Does she work for the guy in Spain?
Probably not. Or definitely didn't hire him. And we have the 10 worst sleep mistakes according to experts that we make. We'll play a little game. How many does James do?
I was going to say, I think I'm probably doing all of them.
We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.